Iran's emergency officials have issued warnings against camping alongside rivers and canals because of possible flash floods. People have been called to stay away from dangerous zones as heavy rains continue in eastern and southern parts of Iran. This, as aid and relief operations are underway in other areas affected by recent nationwide floods. Iran's interior minister says the floods have inflicted $800 million worth of damages. Abdulraza Rahmani Fazli says 25 provinces have been affected by the deluges and 250 villages have been evacuated. The rare flash floods hit Iran in the past month. According to the Iranian Red Crescent Society, the disaster has claimed nearly 80 lives so far. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Jan Oberg, founder of Transnational Live. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Now, the situation in Iran is unpredictably very tragic. What are some of the measures that people outside Iran can take to help the relief and rescue operations inside Iran?
Well, it's pretty obvious that countries could do exactly, and Russia and Switzerland and others are doing it, exactly what you do in a humanitarian catastrophe. You bring aid in according to the needs defined by the country where the disaster happens. And I guess, I mean, here with about 10 million people affected, as far as I have understood from UN figures, and over 500 cities and villages also affected by these floods. I'm surprised that, first of all, there's so little attention to it in the international, particularly Western-dominant media. And secondly, you know, your country is already hit by sanctions. And I'm quite sure that the United States is putting pressure on allies and friends not to deliver anything here, or as little as necessary to look like you've done something. The economic situation of Iran, as we all know, was already very problematic due to these sanctions. And I used to say you got these sanctions back because you kept every promise of the JCPOA as unfair as can be.
Well, as you mentioned so yourself, the U.S. is trying to block aid coming to Iran. First of all, is this not a violation of human rights?
No, of course. I mean, sanctions in themselves, even without a catastrophe, can be discussed from a human rights point of view, because they usually are constructed in such a way that there's a deliberate hit at civilians. It ends up always being the civilians who are paying the price for sanctions, whether it was the ones in Iraq or the ones at your place or against Yugoslavia during the dissolution years in the 90s. It always hits civilians who are by definition innocent, and therefore the term that your foreign minister, Mr. Zarif, has used, namely economic terrorism, is an appropriate one. There's no doubt that this is what it is, because it's done deliberately. I would also like to say that, the world should be horrified by the fact that the United States is trying to apply U.S. laws outside its own country with the so-called secondary sanctions, threatening countries that would continue to work with Iran economically. I myself am of the opinion, as a peace researcher, the world should use Gandhian civil disobedience against this US policy and simply work as much as possible with Iran. Cooperation is the way to mutual understanding and solving problems, whatever these problems are. What the United States is doing at the moment is outrageous from an international law point of view, also because very few people have seen it, obviously. In October last year, the International Court of Justice, the UN World Court, so to speak, ruled that the United States should take away sanctions that could hit humanitarian aid, which was, if you will, a victory for Iran. And immediately, you know, Secretary of State Pompeo goes out and say, you know, we're just doing what we do because of national security concerns of the United States. You know, how long time is the world going to put up with such nonsense and such arrogant brutality? That's what I'm asking myself these days.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jan Oberg, founder of Transnational Live.